Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting 7th. The DH, John Wackenfuss. Batting 8th. The 3rd baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting 9th. The 1st baseman, Rick Leach. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Larry Pashnik. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pashnik scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and has Gibson trapped. There's the throw to Cruz who tags Gibson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Glenn Wilson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pashnik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cruz moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires to second and picks off Cruz for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Pashnik covering, for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pachyorek moves to third. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon is hit by the pitch. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz catches it and throws to first to double up Herndon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Pashnik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Leach reaches second base with a double. Krenchicki moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krenchicki scores. Leach scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to Dotson covering. Safe. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Trammell tags and moves to third. Gibson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Jones reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Marty Castillo pinch hits for Wayne Krenchicki. Juan Agosto now pitching. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss moves to second. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patchy Orrick is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher tags and scores. Cruz tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agosto. Gibson moves to second. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon is walked intentionally. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Herndon moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Mike Squires pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Squires moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Paciorek moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball 4. Paciorek scores. Fletcher moves to third. Cruz moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Doug Baer now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-0 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.